Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of pelvic floor health. Hello, my name is Christina Campos. I'm founder of The Impactful Parent, and I help parents of school-aged children turn their chaos into connection with their adolescent. I offer free parent education videos every week, online courses and coaching, and if that wasn't enough, I bring in experts in other fields onto The Impactful Parent stage to teach us even more. And today I have a special guest. Her name is Greta Wyeth. And Greta is founder of Still Point Movement, and she is dedicated to the inner relatedness of form and function. Greta is all about educating others about movement and how knowing our own body can inspire more healthy patterns. So thank you for being here today, Greta. Well, what is the pelvic floor? Let's start with that. I want to make sure everybody knows what it is so we can get on the same page.
Sure. The pelvic floor is a term used to describe a set of tissues, including muscles, ligaments, fascia, that are all exist within the pelvis. It's maybe better described as a pelvic bowl, and it includes hip muscles, the abdomen, and a lot of the muscles that we associate with the floor of the pelvis, maybe the glutes. The engagement of the muscles within the pelvis is best accomplished when you engage your abdominal muscles and your inner thigh, the co-contractors or the abductors. So finding some pelvic floor strength will take a little bit more than just Kegels.
And why is this important for us to know?
So pelvic floor health is really important, and pelvic floor, both strength, but also mobility is really important because the pelvis is the bottom of your abdomen, and your abdomen creates kind of a six-sided box that has fluid inside. And when you contract all six sides of that box, you create sort of this six-sided structure, this three-dimensional structure under pressure. And that structure helps to support your spine. It helps to support your diaphragm and your breath. And it helps to support the movement of your hips and arms, actually. So it's really important for stability, balance, and strength of the whole body.
And I hear a lot of parents after baby, you hear a lot about pelvic floor. So why is it that after baby, I hear so much about that?
Well, when you're pregnant, first of all, you have a very large weight sitting on your pelvis for a very long time. And that can actually stretch and lengthen the muscles of the pelvic floor to the point where they're very weak. And then after birth, there's oftentimes trauma to the muscles of the pelvic floor. And so finding strength and health of the pelvic floor is really important so that we can get back to thinking and caring about the things that are really important so that we can not have incontinence or diastasis or even prolapse. Oftentimes women suffer from a lot of those things just because their pelvic floor is lengthened and weakened.
You answered my question. I was going to say, what if we don't pay attention to it? What happens? So that makes sense now. So I'm going to follow up with, how do I strengthen my pelvic floor if it's so important?
Right. So as I said before, the pelvic floor is accessed by using co-contractors of the body, the co-contractors of the transversus abdominis, which is the deepmost muscle of your core, and also the inner thighs. So finding exercises that safely engage all of those muscles will help you to find movement of the pelvic floor and lift. And through that movement, your body can heal.
So if I could start a movement today that's really going to help me with my pelvic floor and my wellness, what would I do?
Well, one thing you could do is something called pelvic tilts. You could lie on your back with your knees bent and just try and contract your abdominal muscles without using your glutes. Try and pull your pelvis towards you, push your lower back towards the floor, and then release and lengthen it all the way. Remember, we're looking for movement in the pelvic floor, we're not looking to stay contracted all the time. That presents other issues in the pelvic floor. So finding movement of the pelvis is a great way to start. Also breath. You can practice breathing because the diaphragm and the pelvic floor are closely related. When you exhale and you lift your diaphragm all the way up into your rib cage, your pelvic floor actually also lifts. And when you inhale and your diaphragm dives down, your pelvic floor also dives down. And so just finding that deep, engaged breathing would help to start moving that area.
So how is the work that you're doing helping to make a bigger impact in the world then?
So I created actually an online course about the pelvic floor. And the reason why I did this is that through my practice and through my work, I have sort of observed that how women are cared for in the postpartum period sort of directly affects both their health, but also the health of their children and the whole rest of the family. And so we as women really need to advocate and express ourselves to our caregivers in order to find the best help for us. Now, this video that I've created, it kind of bridges the gap between what women generally know intrinsically about ourselves and the care that women receive. So I found that as women learn the language of healthcare providers and learn just a little bit about the function, how their body does what it does, women are better advocates for themselves in a healthcare setting. And then, of course, once many women find that advocacy, we bring all of us up and we level up the level of care that women receive.
Once we help ourselves, we're really eager to help others. That's usually the case. So how can we re-educate our pelvic floor so that we're healthy so that we can pass this on?
Right. So one way is to start doing exercises, paying attention, letting your brain connect to that area of your body, not just in sort of the general sense, which is more of a we're conditioned to sort of only think about that area during sex or during pain, but really try and connect all the time. When you're sitting on a chair, find that. But another way to sort of re-engage with the pelvic floor is to learn about the pelvic floor, learn about the muscles. Where are they? How do they work? And as you start learning about the anatomy and physiology of the pelvic floor, you can make better health choices for yourself because you understand how it works.
Well, it sounds like you have a great opportunity, a great resource for parents. So if people are hearing of this and they want to get help with their pelvic floor and learn more from you or this program that you have, how would they do that?
So I have a website. It's called stillpointmovement.com. And you can find everything on the website. The course is available for purchase online. It has both a video aspect, but it also you can download recordings and take them with you so that you can really do this anywhere. It's got a lot of knowledge and really hopefully taking that knowledge with you and being able to be a better advocate for yourself. I also have an Instagram, which is still point, like a dot, still point movement. And really, if you contact me through the website, there's various different ways. I will respond. I always respond. I love to talk to people about the pelvic floor.
Well, thank you so much for being on today. And if you would like to become a more impactful parent audience, check out all that my website has to offer. I have parenting courses, family coaching, 30-day challenges, and so many free resources on there. But until next time, you got this, parents. We're just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.